Very special guest joining us. He is a wrestler at the University of Alberta, and he will be representing Canada at the upcoming Pan Am Games. Mike Hasselstein joins us. Mike, how you doing?
I'm getting yourself.
I'm doing excellent. Now, you were the U of A's Male Athlete of the Year in 2013. You're going to the Pan Am Games. You've got the Commonwealth Games coming up. You got the Senior World Championships later on in September. So you got a pretty busy summer coming up.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be entertaining. Things are a little more compact this year than they were last year, so that will make things a little more difficult with the weight cut. But these are major games, and I'm looking forward to the opportunities.
How's the weight cut for you? Like, how much do you have to cut?
About 8 to 9 kilos.
So that's from where you go around, like, kind of walking weight, and then 8 to 9 kilos is about 20 pounds, give or take, right?
Yeah, that's about my fit weight. I can get a little bit bigger out of season, but normally that's where I'm sitting pretty fit.
Okay, so when you start to cut, how long out before the event are you looking to cut the 20?
Depending on the scenario, I'm looking at about 2 weeks is when I start to really bring things down.
And you've done this obviously enough, so I don't think it's a real issue when you get to the event?
No, it's typical for wrestling. I've been doing it about the same amount for the last 5-6 years.
Okay. What got you into wrestling?
I actually got cut from my junior high volleyball team and was looking for a sport to try out and ended up trying wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
And so what size are you? Like height, weight?
Right now I'm about 5'6", and I sit about 150 pounds.
Okay. So, yeah, 5'6", hard to be very dynamic in volleyball, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and especially when I was younger, I was even smaller. I grew 6 inches after high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you were like the smart kid on the end of the pitcher in graduation, it looked like.
Yeah, not necessarily the smartest, but no. Yeah, I did what I could.
Yeah. So, Mike, you get into wrestling, and, you know, a lot of wrestlers are more compact, short of the ground. You know, being tall and lean isn't necessarily going to be successful in wrestling. So you started in junior high. When did you realize you were good at it?
It took a little bit. I started my first ever match. I beat up pretty bad and lost 10-0. But after that, I started to have success, and I medaled in every single tournament my first year. And it just went from there.
Now, you know, Canadian wrestling, we've seen it at the Olympics. We've had some very successful Canadians the last probably decade and a half at the Olympics. So when you look at the CIS and the quality of wrestlers and when you go to the Pan Am Games and the Commonwealth Games, how do you stack up?
CIS, I feel like I'm towards the top of the class in whatever weight class I go there. But when I'm looking for Pan Ams, I'm hoping to be in a medal match in the Pan Am Games. And ideally, I want to walk out of there with a medal, whether it's a bronze or silver or gold is my goal there. When it comes to the Commonwealth Games, India is really strong in most of the bottom weights. So if I get a chance, if I don't come out of the Commonwealth Games with a medal, I'll be really disappointed.
When you look at, so you weigh 150, so then you're fighting at around the 130-pound mark, I'm guessing, right?
130, 134 range, depending on the weight class.
Okay. A lot of other sports, everything's changed here in the last few decades and how athletes train and everything like that. So in wrestling, what's been the biggest change to the sport in your mind?
There's been a lot of changes. Typically, wrestling, the rules are always getting modified. When I started wrestling, it was 2-3-minute rounds, and the points added up together, and then it changed to best 2-out-of-3 2-minute rounds. So if you won one round, you could lose the next round, points reset, and now it's back to the 2-3-minute rounds where the points add up. So it's kind of more the rules change than anything.
And which one do you like better, the 2-3-minute rounds or a best of three?
I like the 2-3-minute rounds because my technique isn't necessarily the greatest, and I have a habit of wearing people out and beating them towards the end.
Now, interesting, you say your technique, so that's obviously the one aspect that you're working on the most. What are you lacking technically?
I'm not necessarily the most sound. Like, I want to crisp up everything, make it more smooth and make it more fluid and more muscle memory than me just trying to muscle through stuff.
Okay. So you're saying you kind of rely more on your natural strength and athleticism in a lot of the bouts?
I wouldn't say necessarily athleticism. I don't have much of that. It's more written determination that gets through.
Interesting. I love your honesty. I do have a buddy of yours from the Edmonton Rush, John Lynch, wanted to ask about your lacrosse career, suggesting that you were the Muggsy Bogues of lacrosse.
Yeah, I played lacrosse for a long time, and it's one of my favorite sports on the side, but I got to a point where playing senior lacrosse, and I'm like, I'm a little small, and I don't feel like playing against guys like Ryan McNish.
Now, is it true that your older brothers scrapped each other in lacrosse practice?
I don't doubt that. My brothers tend to get pretty feisty, and I have heard rumors of that happening.
Oh, you never asked them about it? They've denied it?
There's some stuff we don't ask about around the house because fights do break out.
How many brothers do you have?
I have two older brothers.
Two older. Now, did they get into wrestling at all or not at all?
My middle brother did. My oldest one and my other brother were a lot more into the team handball.
Okay. So now around the Asselstein house, if you get into a wrestling match, I'm confident in knowing that you likely win.
It's pretty close to my middle brother. He went into the fire department, so he's put on quite a bit of weight and got quite a bit of muscle on me now, but I still think I'd be able to come out on top.
So now in your weight category, you're 5'6", you're wrestling in around 130 to 134. Are most guys the same height? And if you get up against a taller guy, is there an advantage or disadvantage being shorter?
At my weight class, I'm typically about an average height. There's not too many guys taller or shorter than me, but at our senior nationals, we ran the non-Olympic weight, the Olympic weight classes.
Okay, what's the difference?
Right now, there's only 6 weight classes in the Olympics.
Okay.
And there's 2 non-Olympic weight classes. My weight class is a non-Olympic weight. So we ran a separate trials for those.
Okay.
If that somewhat makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
So I was wrestling up a weight class and wrestling against guys that probably had 4 inches in height and about 10, 15 pounds on me at least.
Yeah.
So typically everybody's around my size.
So
I have a little bit of length on some, but not much.
If you wanted to go to an Olympic, would you go down rather than up in weight then?
It's been a difficult decision. I've been talking about it with my coaches and seeing what my weight does, but I tried to go down at the start of the year when I went down to Colorado for a tournament, but I don't think I'm going to be able to go down, so going up is going to be my only option, I think.
And going down, what was that down to, 126?
57 kilos, so about 126.
Oh, okay. And then when you go up, you're obviously kind of stuck in no man's land, so then when you'd go up, you'd have to go up to like 138, I'm guessing, getting around there.
Yeah, it's 65 kilos. It's actually 142,
43. Oh, wow. So there's that big of a gap. Huh.
Yep.
Wow, that's surprising.
You think about the weight classes they have right now, the lowest one is 57 kilos.
Yeah.
And the biggest one is 125 kilos.
Why is there only 6?
It's been a difficult thing. They were trying to limit numbers in the Olympics, and it used to be 7 weight classes for men and 7 for Greco-Roman, which is another style. Mm-hmm. And then the women had 4 weight classes. They now took away one of the freestyle and one of the Greco-Roman and gave 2 to the women. So it's now 6 across the board.
Now, between freestyle and Greco-Roman wrestling, what do you find is the biggest difference?
Well, Greco-Roman, you're not allowed to touch the legs. So it's a lot more about upper body control and a little bit difficult for me because I'm not necessarily a thrower, but I still enjoy it.
Well, man, I appreciate the rundown, Mike. Best of luck in a busy summer going to the Pan Am Games coming up July 15th to 17th in Mexico City. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much.